Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme. And on deck, as per usual, we've got Sluggy.
Manners, greetings, blessings, and greetings to everyone. Today we have a very, very special show planned for you all. I have two very great guests, both very young, one younger than one. Both very young, but in my opinion, you know, it brings people that I'm very, very fond of, or people that I think are extremely talented and gifted, and ones that I think are special. And you know, my producer put me in a very tough spot because he says, "Sluggy boy, you ain't miss yet." So and he knows, right? This quick time we build a rapport and a chemistry that he knows where he tell me that.
You gotta keep the streak alive.
You know, he know me so good, right? He know he should have told Sluggy that. So you know, like, search my brain and make sure brain is best. So the two guests I have today is a great gentleman that I think don't get the accolades he deserve after all this time. I still think the accolades that he get is though how many, still not enough, because I think he's very good, especially as a vocalist and a performer. He's certainly one of the better vocalists we have in BIM, and for over quite a multi years. And then this young man, Seeley, this young man. If you say hit it on the part, then you hear this young man live. You know, you can make it do sad life. And when you hear him, you say, "You, this is the special brother, Shirley." Mm-hmm. You can let him. I brought him today when you here for a purpose.
Is that right?
Because you know you love it, especially when young men, especially when young black men are talented and ain't afraid, you know, to show off that sweetness. Because you know you from young, you're one of them men that ain't afraid. Like, boy, you know, he sings sweet. But you know, the time you have, you're real macho.
Well, of course.
And ladies and gentlemen, my special guest is Mr. Shirley Stewart, the great Mr. Shirley Stewart. And extremely talented Tavon Boyce. Tavon first. And no, church, I lead them welcome. And thanks for coming, buddy. And it's a pleasure to talk to you today. I'm sure you're going to have lots of fun. And I think you're incredible, already for your age. And before we start anything, I tell you, keep it up. You got the stamp approval from Sluggy and Beige Rhythm and Rhyme. And Shirley,
yes, sir.
Thanks for coming. You know these brothers. You know we from the same mission. You know, the main God know, but you know we get deep into it, right? But thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Yes. First, Shirley, my fault cards for my intro. You know, because you don't see these things and. And plus, no, you change your life now a lot, so you're a man for God now.
Yes.
You change your life a lot, so you know you don't say these things, but when I hear them speaking about greats and great Barbadian singers, surely a lot of times people will omit your name. Of course, not us, because you know 92.9 be number one for a reason. And of course, you know, I'm Beige Rhythm and Rhyme, you know, my producer Celia and myself. You know, like, we make sure that, you know, the greats as well as the young ones, they know we encourage them all the time. So, you know, for sure, ain't we? But I've heard it a lot. And I know you had to see enough shows, and you weren't always in Barbados, right?
No.
Right.
So, in the US for what?
Correct. We can get to that. But, you know, you had to be, you pay attention all the time. So, you know, you see times where they have big shows and big names.
Big names, yeah.
Many times, I like, wait. Very Shirley Stewart. And mind you, I've heard your song all over. Like in Canada, you hear your song in St. Croix. I hear your song in St. Croix, bro. I didn't even know what St. Croix. Only reason I know what St. Croix was because... You know, a bit too honest, see. You know what I mean? A bit too honest. But see, it was at BCC, right? Mm-hmm. So I could read music well. Much singers don't read music right. Mm-hmm. Especially men, boys like me, you know what I mean? But so I had this gig to go St. Croix with the choir, Mr. Ford, that teach at St. Michael's School, bigger everyone for St. Michael's School. So I get the gig when I get from Tamilana, St. Croix here, walk away from Love Plane in St. Croix. Mm. And I know Shirley ain't from St. Croix. I ain't nothing about St. Croix lately.
Not lately. But I haven't been there at all.
But you understand how incredible that is. But then when you see these big shows, Shirley.
Right.
All the time, like, your name left off late. You feel that because you was not here? Because that can't be the reason.
No, because even before I left Barbados.
It happened?
As the lead singer of the Escorts.
I thought he would have led with that. And he would at least
single the S course. And you know, like that's another like the thing the S course, right? Yeah. We ain't getting to that too silly, so that's the case in point. But I mean for the minor truly. So I mean the vocalist like we can deal with the S course because we ain't getting to everything. We got to seven. But I mean silly for just being a vocalist unattached to anything. Like how you say Sluggy, you could sing your holler man Sluggy for S police you could sing. You know you don't say it, so you said holler Sluggy, you could sing you understand? So first, I mean, for just being a vocalist, because that was my expertise. And like you say, it was happening even when he was in S Corps. What the reason is he because you're too black? Because you're too
Probably because you're from the country. Because all the tongue.
You know that the thing. You know that.
Telling you.
That the thing, though. See, that the thing.
He's from the tongue, though. You know that. Right?
Yeah, he's from both.
That's why I'm so happy to see that he feel the reason.
Yeah, and he's from both, too, to be honest. Because he's from Jackson, and we're from Jackson. You know Jackson right there by Odyssey and St. Thomas.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Jackson let me know, it benefit both because my mother from Rema Village, but then she moved to Black Rock.
Country man.
Right, but then my mother moved to Black Rock. My mother in Black Rock about 25 years, but it's from both. Mm-hmm. But that was a thing for real?
It was a thing for real. You would find with the escorts, I had hits like Sixpence.
Yeah.
You know, Who Ain't Looking Good, Good Looking.
Yes.
Loving Feeling, Never Ending Love. I mean, over and over we had hits. And you would find in the newspapers, the publicity would go towards the guys from town like Mickey D and Tony Gazette and Clarence Thompson.
Silly, why you laughing? Why you laughing? This true? You a little older than I am. Is this true that the tongue man will get all the love?
No, I can't speak to that, but I can see the reason why he's saying that.
Okay, you can see the reason.
Those are the very guys I heard growing up. So
right. So like you like me then. Like I can't see it for sure, but the names he called, from me being a historian, because I ain't that age, but from me being a historian, I could tell you he right. Like, I ain't saying you're right, but I understand. Right, so so that was real. Like, why though? Why?
I don't know. Probably because, you know, some of the writers maybe went to school with some of the singers and they knew each other. I was coming in from the country, brand new. With
come
the
on,
escort.
So
nobody know me.
So Tom Ainsley used to go to school in the country. Enough Tom Ainsley go Grantley Adams and
that's true,
Prince
but
Margaret
still would get things that we, look, the escorts had a pretty hard time getting to where they got. Because you have come up against bands like the Troubadours, BRC,
Blue
the
Mary Men.
Mm-hmm. You know, those are the bands you had. But we were so good at what we did, they couldn't keep us out.
But you know this happened all the time, see that these stories, you got these stories and this history that is telling, it don't go pop. This is interesting, like the escorts had it hard. So you mean what you're saying, I know, the glitz and glamour, you know, because I've been thinking escorts is thing. Barbadian greatness. Mm-hmm. But you're saying like the trodden.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, this is the truth. Even when the escorts were at their peak, I would be in Bridgetown and pass certain interns, I'm not gonna call anybody's name. And they would pass me like they play with me the night before. Uh-huh. They see me the next day in Bridgetown. They don't even speak. Mm. So I'd be like, yeah, that's it. And they'd be just walking the street. I'm telling you, all this happened. But it didn't bother me because I knew what my intention was and I intended to go to the top. Mm-hmm. And I did that right up until 1979 when I left and went to the US.
But do you know this is still happening? Like this is weird. Because this is still happening now. Men will still walk past it. No, not me because I don't gonna wear and I feel because of that and hearing those stories all the time made me how I am. Like, I don't go anywhere tall, I don't stray at all ever. I prefer to be locked up by myself. But because of these stories, like, imagine, like, the escorts. Like, and the escorts sung good along. And you hear men saying how good the song. So that means men had to know.
Yeah.
So that means if it was split on purpose. But where that come from is this tone versus country. I find it was it's still heavy, no.
It's a fact.
It's sampling your psyche.
We used to play all over the place because when you hire the escorts, you're guaranteed a crowd. The grassroots people used to follow the escorts. So they had no choice. When you put us on the dance, you're going to make money because our followers are coming from all over the island.
That's how my grandfather used to tell me too. My escorts playing is beer dancing.
The Troubadours left. They used to play at Island on Monday nights and they went to
Island Inn,
which is like Brown Sugar, that area. Mm-hmm. And we came in soon after that. Vic Brewster is the one who brought us to town. Buddy Boy Vic. Billy I remember boy. The day he put out the call. Any members of the escorts hearing this, please give me a call. My manager called him, and the Monday night we appeared at the Island for the first time. And we stayed there for almost 14 years. Mm. It was sweet.
What?
Yeah, and all the time we did, we were putting hits out.
14 years?
Let me give you a story. A millionaire man came in from Germany, and he hooked up with the Barbados Tourism Authority, and they wanted to take entertainers back to Europe to, you know, promote Barbados. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, of course, once he came in, all the top people got picked. And I remember reading it in the newspapers and saying, wow, I would love to go on that tour. I probably wouldn't get a chance. But he came into the Island Inn one Monday night because everybody came to the Island Inn. Mm-hmm. And when he walked in, I was singing, Are You Man Bitter and Are You Man Dread? Mm. Are You Man Check? I look, when I was finished, he came at me, excuse me, where's your manager? And I showed him Fuzzy Night. God rest his soul. He's dead now. And that was the Monday. And by the Friday, we were on the plane heading for Europe. Mm.
Fuzzy Night was your manager, you think?
Fuzzy Night, yes. Fuzzy died a number of years ago.
Fuzzy's one of
the... You remember Fuzzy?
Remember. It's 37 thing. But Fuzzy's one of the characters you would hear about...
You mean in movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was a school teacher from Barbados named Fuzzy Night.
Yeah.
In fact, we named the band after his car. He used to drive an escort car. So when they were looking for a name, somebody looked, that car is Escort, we don't call it. And we called the band the Escorts. Well, but
now we know.
We get to find out that there was a band from America called the Escorts. So then we add the Escorts International onto the name.
Oh. That's how that happened. Big up Fuzzy Knight for that.
Yeah, man.
So Fuzzy Knight was a musician too or just a teacher?
No, a school teacher. We had a number of school teachers in the band. Along with the guy that used to sing with me called Jack Lee. He now lives in Boston. Mm-hmm. He has his own band there and so on. So fellas are still doing things.
Yeah, Jack Lee. Lee's somebody they need to talk to too. Like, he's someone, I'm sure that Barbin is in here, Jack Lee in thousands of years.
Yeah, because he hasn't been here except for 2017 when we had the Escorts reunion at Vintage Reggae at Kensington Oval.
Right.
Jack came in for that.
But besides that, he wasn't here.
No. But I tell you, when we came on that night with Never Ending Love, which is the first song I ever heard my voice on radio with. Man, we had the Casanovas rocking. Four generations. Called, you know, our fans plus their children and their children. It was a beautiful thing.
That's phenomenal. But the English thing, the millionaire guy.
Yeah, but no, he was from Germany. His name was Horst Lippmann. He used to handle big tours like Rolling Stone and Led Zeppelin and those fellas. So he was big.
Oh, no, he's Led Zeppelin and Rolling Stones is the pinnacle now.
Correct.
Ben's a benchmark. Mm-hmm. So he ended up taking it up.
And if my manager at the time, those guys didn't want to leave their jobs, but we could be in Germany all right now if we wanted to. Because he was one of my big, he turned out to be one of my biggest fans. And on that tour, we recorded Iman Bitter, and that was a hit too. But we also did Who Ain't Looking Good, Good Looking. And that came off the album, The Escorts Live in Europe.
Wait, that recorded in Germany?
Yeah, live on stage when we did it. Satchmo wrote that song, by the way.
Yeah. Wait. I know Satchmo wrote the song.
Yeah, he wrote the song, but I'm the one that delivered it.
The great Satchmo. But I mean, that was recorded, the recording that we know.
The recording that you know was done here.
Oh.
But when we did it in Germany, live, they also have that. And by the time
we got back,
if you go on YouTube, boy, you might find it on there. I got a song on there that Satchmo wrote called Out in the Fields. And it talk about getting out there and cutting the cane and planting this and planting that.
Mm-hmm.
A song that is apropos today.
So someone that touring that going Germany and, you know, getting these stamps from millionaires. You say like, when you come back here, anything change?
No. When I came back, I still had the Island Inn to go back to and, you know, kept that going. And then I went to Cuba in 1979 with Carrie Fester.
Mm-hmm.
It was during that tour that I decided I couldn't go any further in Barbados. And I decided to move to the U.S.
That was 1979?
1979, right.
So you say you went to Germany. How long was it, Germany? 2 weeks?
We were there for about 2 weeks, yeah. And so we hit a lot of places. We went to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Holland. I mean, all that happened within that period of time, man. Yeah, but Barbados Steel Orchestra, Sir Don, Carolyn Leacock was on that tour. We had a beautiful time.
So you tell me, when you went Germany, come back, it was like nothing changed, like the electricity, the vibe, the passion.
Barbados remains calm and cool and collected. You know, they make no bones about that. But I continue to record it. Yeah.
Surely.
So maybe they weren't aware of your exploits overseas at the time.
Huh?
Maybe they weren't aware of your exploits overseas at the time.
Well, now that you say that, I was in Trinidad. They brought me in twice on the strength of Walk Away From Love. I was sitting at a table one morning having breakfast with Boris Gardner, Ernie Smith, the Sweet Soca Man.
Slow down, man. You can't just wait. Slow down, cause we got a youngster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just like, see, he name dropping, like you name dropping. No, we got a young man here, and like Boris Garner, them names ain't just any names. Them,
but
like
people. But you can Google them.
Yeah, but then people like, at the time that like was at the top of their craft.
I went to school listening to them.
I mean, in the world.
Right, so actually sitting with them at a table, it was fascinating. I was like, what is this man that I listened to when I was at school? And then when I was at the Morden High School, that's the school I went to, they had a show, and I came on and sang Girl Tell Me What to Do. So when I was sitting at the breakfast table with all those greats, they asked me about Walker from Love, and you know, when I started, I said, well, one of the first songs I did was a song called Girl Tell Me What to Do by Ken Lazarus. And when I said that, I remember Ernie Smith said, Ken Lazarus, that's my song. So, but we had but they had two versions. You used to play Ken Lazarus' version, but it was really Ernie Smith's song.
And I got a story about Walker for Love, too. You know, like, the, thankfully, like, they let his hardest boy travel. So it was All-Stars hockey team. That was in 1997, right? Playing youth hockey. And it was in Trinidad. Sorry for Trinidadians, but I can say this, right? And they heard a recording of Walk Away From Love in Trinidad playing on your radio, but it was not from Shirley Stewart.
It was a calypso? God, they've done it in
song
they've done it so many different
versions. Right, right. The song a little, it sound, it was different. It wasn't full calypso, but it sounded different. That means you know about
those things. You know all the people
and
who
it cover. And it played a lot.
Yes.
So, but the, when they taught people in Trinidad, some know Shirley, the older ones especially, but the ones like me, for sure, ain't know Shirley. But I know these things because of Pernell Farley, like my school, he was my teacher at school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Pernell is just like me. You know, I ain't saying he was a rude boy like me, but he didn't look like a rude boy.
You're
like
a rude boy, man.
Right. I mean, at the time, Shirley.
Cadet Pernell?
Right. Like, but I mean, pro Pernell, you know, Pernell, like, never pushing his shirt, hair plait, you know what I mean? And foul mouth.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But but obviously it wasn't as aware as I am now. So looking at the outers like, yo boy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that attracted me to him, you know what I mean? Is that yeah, they wanna be like this man. So then he teach me about all the greats, but he tricked me. Because like from that time to now, like it never get trouble again, you know what I mean? So he do what he do, he appealed to me the way he know I will respond. You know what I mean? So I think what was great by him, that is by the way. So it wasn't that he was so he just speak to me in language they would understand.
Reach you at level, right? Fair enough.
And thankfully, you know what I mean? My life has changed. But I heard it in Trinidad, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, Trinidad, you know, it's a suspect. But it was playing a lot. So, but if I ain't that bad, they know about that. But those exploits,
you know, outside. That, you know that Walk Away From Love is known as the Guyanese national anthem?
Yeah, and that's
they love it more in Guyana than we do here in Barbados.
No, they don't, but they love it as much.
Yeah, but
it's a strong argument though. Like that is another thing. Like, right, that is crazy. Like Walk With Love is big in Guyana.
It's huge, huge. In fact, the one girl wrote on YouTube that she thought it was Guyanese.
You've never been to Ghana?
Never been there. I was supposed Fast Entertainment contacted me to go there, but Buju Band didn't happen at the time, so they kind of forget about me. And that's okay.
So all of you have not been to Ghana, all no?
All these years.
But that's good. I could do some business.
All night now.
I could do some business and make some money then. You know what I mean? I'm sure that you land Ghana know a toilet all over, boy. Walk away for love. So how you will just hear these stories?
Yeah, I read them on YouTube, and people tell me as I go around the world. Like,
yeah, because you see, you never been Ghana, but from me getting these places to be learned, and how other songs that was big that people didn't know about your buildings too. Mm-hmm. Charles D. Lewis has some songs that are real huge.
Correct, out of Germany.
Yeah, I find that are real huge when they travel, but people didn't really know it's a building. And I find that the buildings didn't know because buildings don't know how big Charles D. Lewis was. But like in Europe, no, he's someone's number correct. One for enough weeks.
Yeah. That's true.
But that's, you know, it's Europe. Like, yeah, Europe, man, like, just like, huge. You know what I mean? Like, huge. Like, huge. Millions per top of millions of people. Like,
correct.
We don't know this, but you know, it's about home. You know, it's got to get accepted outside first to get accepted home. Yeah. Home. Unless it's 92.99 BJ Rhythm and Ring.
In fact, I hear that one guy, this fellow wrote, I know this song was done by Beijing, but I'm going to drop it for Guyana.
yeah, Guyanese like it, Bob, right. But I ain't getting them at the like it more than me. But I hear that argument already. So you're and hearing it from you is weird because you know these like legends you will hear about coming up all the time, mm-hmm. and like urban myths you will hear about. But hearing you saying that Gandhi's called it their national anthem, especially a certain demographic, making it even more true. Because you tell me, stuff, nah, these stories, boy.
Oh, man.
Like, they, but me, like,
read it on YouTube.
But me, like, no, people tell me.
Oh, they tell you.
Like, people tell me, like, you serious? So, and then you saying about home, you had to run from home.
Yeah.
Because you, how you talk, you didn't say that your dad's left for him. You said, you had to pack up and go.
Yeah.
Like, you had to run. Like, what brought that realization?
Well, I realized that I couldn't go any higher in terms of music. I didn't know that Barbados would change and we would put out people like Rihanna and Edwin and those people would go on to, you know, there was no other place for me to go at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the U.S. And in 1984, I wrote the song Walk Away From Love about my love life. At the time, it was in and out of relationships. And I wrote
ships.
That song. Did I say ships? I meant boat.
Tavon, don't you need that part of the story wiped out, right? Wipe that from the tape. Wipe that from the tape. So you said at the time you couldn't see.
No,
you couldn't see the report, Rihanna. And by the way, you weren't wrong because Rihanna get big, but we didn't support you. Arnold still say they got no child because Rihanna she was a child, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Arnold still ain't got as much as talented as our children are. They still ain't got no child in Barbados that's like a star that is made money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or like on top. Still ain't none as true. So we just say. You know what I mean? But we be fake about it.
And you know, Barbados don't really pay music too much attention. You know?
Nah.
A musician, you can't go in the bank as a musician and ask for a loan. They will ask you to please leave. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no respect for musicians.
You have to go out security.
Correct.
If you're the musician, you got to go out security. Or you got 2 years of records showing it, getting this every week. And then the bank take a trust for you because you got 2 years of recorded history. You know, it's a lot. It's
very hard.
You ain't just canning a job letter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Although you may be making more money. But when you left, you did more singing, of course.
Of course. I joined a rock band in Boston called Duncan Idaho. And we used to play.
Rock?
Yeah, man.
As in rock.
Rock music. And we used to write over 100%, 99% of the songs were original. I wrote a song. When you get a chance, you should listen to it. When I was with Duncan Idaho, I wrote a song called Time. Well, let me change that. I didn't write the music. The keyboard player in the band, he wrote the music. He brought it to me the next day and said, Stuart, I wrote a song last night called Time. I have no lyrics for it, but it's called Time. I brought it to you because I think that you could write the type of sloppy lyrics that the song needs. Yeah, he's kind of a comedian.
Sloppy.
Yeah, because he was looking at Walk Away From Love.
He or you, because you was sloppy.
He told me that he know I could write.
Well, you say he was a kind of a comedian, like, but he say he or you, because you was what, sloppy.
but he called me sloppy, but he didn't believe that. And I think it's one of the best songs that I've written.
If you and it's on YouTube as well?
Yeah, man.
We can check it.
It's called Time. I did it at so many weddings.
And when you left here and you did your stint overseas, you ever had any inclination to come back to rekindle your
my career?
Great question.
The reason why I'm asking you that.
Well, my best friend, who was the one that helped me to write Walk Away From Love, he said to me one day, he said, Stuart, you know, Bajan's memory is short. I don't know if Bajan's memory is short or not, but that's what he said.
Some people
said,
say that.
So you better send something back home, otherwise they can forget you. And that same night, Walk Away From Love came to me. Mm. I went to him the next day because I got stuck on the third verse, and he wrote the third verse for me.
And it's very true. It's very true, but sad because, like, you know, like youngsters consider me old. You know, as Lloyd Sterling saying, but yep. The oldsters consider me young.
Correct.
But and. My age for sure, no Shirley from Walk Away From Love. The rest almost like unwritten or unspoken of, like opening by saying. Mm-hmm. So when we know Shirley, we know Walk Away From Love.
And
so your best friend was right. Yeah, so your best friend was.
He was correct.
Your best friend was correct, being, mm-hmm. You know, and thank God that he do it. Yeah. So kudos to him.
And I sang the song. Didn't know what, you know, something with Walk Away From Love. When I went into the studio, it took me like half a day to put down the music. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no computer punching anything. Men were sitting there playing the guitar. The drummer was drumming. There wasn't a drum machine. And then after they put down the music, I went into the studio and did walk away from love in one take.
One take.
Yeah. You hear that story. That story.
That is a fact. I would tell that story to the day.
But in that's believable even more in those days, because doing a lot of takes, especially for a song like Walk Away from Love, you know, is not really easy.
No.
Because like I told you, when he was walking in the police band, he's played Walk Away from Love on every gig.
That's beautiful.
Every single gig, the police band comes and it's play Walk Away from Love, and you know the guys love it. But it's a lot of music.
I want to tell him something.
It's enough music.
As a young up and coming.
Go ahead.
Star.
Anytime. Tavon.
Tavon Boyce. I think I saw you, Sharon Moravian. You ever sang there?
You might have been, you know, I know you.
But here's what I want to tell you. Anytime you go in the studio, I don't care who you're with, and you're going to do a recording, tell them to press that record button from the time you open your mouth. Because you take it over and over and over, and at some point your voice starts to lose the power.
True.
We walk away from love. The guy tell me, let's do a test run. But I didn't know he was recording. So I went in and did the test run, and the test run
was actual record.
You understand?
Yeah, whoever you go there,
tell them press that record button before you say run or not.
I'll make sure to do that.
Like that's a good thing, because it's happened. It's happened sometimes, because sometimes it might be they're saying, but they can see how it goes. You know what I mean? Warm up. But then, like, you get that true authenticity voice, that grow, that grasp. You know what I mean? Like, you're waking up the voice now, and then you might hit the pocket that you like. It's happened. That's saying, Randy, show me to a press record. Even if you're in there talking, making sport, record everything. Because all the things is coming. So that's great advice. Now, Shirley, how many years overseas?
40 years overseas, man. Yeah, you probably wasn't even born yet.
But I'm not 40. So
understand one thing. I was telling an interviewer that, you know,
I didn't expect that number.
I'm older than a computer. The computer's only 50 years old. I'm 66.
Well, you wear it well, sir.
So I was here before a computer.
You know, you're correct. Yeah, computer's 50 years old, you're right.
So I'm older than computers.
You exist in a lot of different times.
Yes, man.
But I mean, like, to be still singing this way, you had any rituals or techniques? Because not saying your voice is feared, old people, so don't kill me. But when you tend to get older, there'll be a lot of complications. And then you just hear the change of people's voice, and they hear it a lot. It won't call names. Or it would probably call names after doing a proper study. You know what I mean? Like, not so it's not the pain in a bad light, because it happens to everyone. If you listen to Babyface, you'll hear it. If you listen to Luther Vandross, he was great. But you hear, even listen to Stevie Wonder, if you go up on YouTube and listen to Stevie Wonder, then you just hear it.
It's human nature.
But I mean, like, for you, because you got recent recordings. And because you had a Rag of Soul, you released on here. You dropped your Raga Soca here.
I did.
That was 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. But I also
The singing was enough singing.
You know.
But I mean, still. But
I love it. I believe that I was blessed. I never do anything with my voice. I don't take honey, sugar, nothing. I just come and sing.
Wait, so that was asking you. You don't do anything like that?
No, I don't.
You just wake up in the morning and sing?
You always do? Thank God every chance I get. I praise him and tell him thanks for the gift that he's given me.
And that's all?
Yeah. And eat food.
Saying something about okay. I know. You know, coming wrong.
But you obviously missed. You obviously missed the scene here in Barbados.
I love Barbados.
And I'll say that. I say that for a reason, and that's why I asked the question earlier. If you had any inclination to come back and do, because it relates that you did some like you said some recent priorities, karma.
Yeah.
The one that I really like is the one that I went. Water everywhere, not a drop to drink.
Yeah.
Worth and smelling stink. I can't even think, but water. Because I used to go around with Davis.
Yeah, Davis. Yeah, my boy D2. Big up D2, man. Pure love to my boy
D2. Gave water all out in St. Joseph. I went and volunteered on the truck with him. And I would go out and hand out water on Sundays.
And that song came
to me, water.
Why you didn't need Jack? Why you didn't need Jack?
No. Jack is the other fella that used to sing with me.
So boy, Jesse Winston, best is Jack always smiling.
Yeah. Teddy got the wrong buddy.
No, he said Jack always smiling. They said you was Jack. Oh, that was me. And people remember, apparently, they remember. So that means was it the people, it was the higher powers.
And somebody told me, you see that song Water, they're not going to play it. Because at the time, morning, I was driving.
A beta toaster?
Yes.
Before you go, I hear, let me tell one of the beta something, right? Let me say this here, and this is Sluggy and not 90.9. I hear that.
Yeah, but the person might have said it for a reason.
Right, no, but say it different way. Don't say they will not play. Say, listen, they ain't gonna play, but we can play. Them is all them gonna play, and then they can start. Them gonna share it on Facebook. Them gonna share it on WhatsApp. Them gonna play it for their friends. Them gonna send it to their friends. Them gonna holler silly. You hear this song, but you hear this song, but share the story near water. Them gonna do that. Them gonna gesture. The radio ain't gonna play, and the reality is in 2020. The outside is bigger than the radio.
Yeah, that's the advantage the entertainer now has on years past, because if a song was not accepted for radio play, there are several avenues that you can get out there for people to enjoy.
So then the excuse, correct. But like you said, they might have said that for a reason, because I didn't agree with you too, silly. I didn't know the reason, because you know something, like certain messages, boy. You know, you're pushing.
Yeah, step on some people's toes.
You know, like, can't mash the body corns, boy. You gotta be very careful mashing some body corns, boy. You know, I get some serious licks for that, boy, on here, too, boy. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I just tell a girl, boy, like, shh, they want more out of your recordings. And the producer was highly offended, boy. Yeah, but just that.
You're very sensitive.
But the trailer come for me, but you know my online. I don't want. We know me online people, you know, defend me cruel. Cause you know, defend people cruel. So when they come, they get my beard dark. See, so you, but boy, it's not for a reason. But those things, on your mind. I know the person tell you about you. They may get played out, but I hope those things don't be on your mind when you're creating art.
No. They don't faze me. I keep writing.
Right.
For instance. After
another thing you gotta talk about to you, like your writing, your approach to your writing is very unique.
And a lot of people don't acknowledge me as a songwriter, you know. But let me tell you something. Tell me if you know this song. Don't worry about me. I'm gonna jump on Christmas morning. Yep. I wrote that when I was in high school. That's right.
Man, well, you can't. Well,
I didn't know that.
But so. You can't just. I tell you, like Shirley, you can't just like keep dropping these things, and you know what I mean. See, like he just hear this, you know, like, casually, callously, and then he dropping saying that, like, you know, this song was huge, a sweet song.
Yeah,
I wrote that in high school.
All I be, man, it plays every Christmas.
Yeah,
me too, man. Yeah, I have a song right now that's very popular. People love it, and a lot of people don't know it's me. Baby, you treated me bad for the last time.
I know that song.
Baby, people don't know that's Shirley Stewart.
No, a lot of people
at all. But that's but that would be our fault, because we you know, make sure that people know, so you can put another first for 92.9. Go ahead, Celie.
No, I was just going back to the releases during crop over season. That's a trend now for you, that every year now you come back and participate and.
Well,
release a song.
I must say it was a pleasure doing it, because I got to work with the great Sudan before he left. But about a year ago, I started leaning towards gospel heavily. Mm-hmm. Started to go to church, got involved.
That's always a good thing, though.
It is a good
thing. Always a good thing.
Yeah. It is a great thing.
Yeah.
And I did a song called Salvation Pays. It didn't get much airplay, but it's a beautiful, it's an R&B. And then recently, I came back and did a song called Thank You, Jesus in Spooge. When you hear it, whenever I perform, let's say, whenever I minister that song, people move. It was
produced. So that's the avenue you know you're pursuing. The
language change. You hear language change. You hear language change. CD like whenever I minister. Yeah. So surely, like, I know you like probably made a big grand announcement yet, but you're speaking different, and people don't use the word minister just so. So is it total transformation or is strictly gospel now?
Well, I'm not going to say it's strictly gospel, but it's going to be mainly gospel.
Okay.
You see? Because I have this... I was bathing one day and listening to an American singer called Tasha Cobb. I'm no longer a slave to fear, because I am a child of God. And I started crying and thinking, I said, what is this? So by the time I got to the show, I made a decision that I was going to lean towards gospel.
So that would make you good at gospel?
Just that song alone. I don't know if it was... inspiration from God, because you know to say God don't ask you to choose him, you know, he give you a choice. You either can choose God or you can choose devil.
That is saints. That's the real, like, only really recently me and Randy having that discussion. That'd be a real sensitive topic because like obviously it got my beliefs, you know what I mean? Yeah. But gossip music is make me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Explain.
Because like, you know, like coming from Jackson and Black Rock, you know, see people get shot, best friends dead, you know, like gruesome things. Like, and 91 fears me, you know, my sister died, grandmother who raised me from 3 weeks old to a man died, you know, it fears me, you know, but when I hear a gospel song, it make me cry.
Yeah.
And like, everybody know, like just, I ain't know why, but it's telling myself it's the music, but music, gospel music especially, right, it'd be real powerful. But what's annoying me, surely, is separation. Like, we separate, and first thing first, gospel music is not a genre either. You know, the gospel is just the word of God, you know, correct, the truth. But I find that if you brand yourself a gospel artist, everything is be harder for you. Just like when you're a woman singing in Barbados. Mm-hmm. So like, if you're the gospel artist, you're gonna ever be picking the crop ever.
Right.
You're not gonna ever be party man. When it's ever, obviously exaggerating.
You might be right.
Right, but it might be right. But you know, you don't know your future. But yeah, exaggerating to
emphasis.
Right. So you're right.
You're right in saying that because I have no plans of saying and go in competition.
No, this ain't for you. I mean, period. Yeah, I mean, period. In the history of gospel singers and gospel artists, I mean, ever, like, you check Party Monarchs, like, Pickety Crops, and they have entered. Mm-hmm. And so they'd be, like, saying, it'd be, like, test saying, well, no gospel artist ain't ever good enough. And, like, okay. Sunday, I would see, like, he all perform, and I would see, look at the categories, and he all perform perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously he don't care about winning because he go on a different mission, the same mission you're on, you know what I mean? Right. Preach the word, you know, helping to save lives, having to save young men. Because right, you know, you walk a certain path, live a certain life, and you change now, so you want to show the young boys or young people in general, listen, this life is better and sweeter. And you're doing it through the arts, right? So that's right. You know that the love may you share because mm-hmm. we got a similar connection because what you want to do for people like you. But I find like you don't do Julie. You got big facts. You got shows. Mm-hmm. Gospel show back south.
Correct.
And then you had a show like. So you know that fraud, that decision you made, you had to ponder with that for some time.
Yes, I did ponder it for some time.
Because you know, a lot of these thoughts are going in your mind.
Remember this. This world is not our home. Mm-hmm. We're just passing through.
Yeah. That's very true. And I think on that note, Sealy, we could take a break on that note. We'll be right back, peoples. Don't move. We'll be right back. Everyone locked on to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. Short break.
The winning sound of Network Sports.
This Tuesday evening from 6:15 on Voice of Barbados and VOB929.com, we review the West Indies Ireland series. We get reaction from former West Indies cricketers Ian Bradshaw and Tony Gray live on Mason and Guest. This Tuesday evening from 6:15 on Voice of Barbados and VOB929.com. You got a date, so don't be late. Mason and Guest, in association with the Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security is seeking experienced farmers to be a part of a pilot crop cultivation project in Suriname. The project falls under the Broco Pondo Program of Action 2018-2021, geared towards facilitating greater cooperation between Barbados and Suriname. Agriculture is one of the areas identified, and Suriname is making arable lands available to Barbadian farmers. Interested persons may call the Secretary to the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security at 535-5100. A full briefing will be given to the selected farmers at the start of the program.
Coverage of the school's track and field season gets underway this month with the BSAC and NAPSAC flashbacks as we feature some of the key moments of last season. There's also live at NAPSAC action on Life 97.5 FM. It's all in association with our valued partners, the National HIV/AIDS Commission. The fight is not over. ICBL, always there when you need us most. And SO Culloden Road Service Station. Rep your school and earn money for your school when you fuel up at the SO Culloden Road Service Station. Set.
Just check them out from head to toe.
there you go. That's one of the many hits from Shirley Stewart on this occasion. He's up front for the Escorts International. We've got Shirley Stewart in studio. We've also got Young Tavon Boyce. We'll come to him in a second or two. I think we've got a call on the line who wants to speak to Sluggy. We'll take this one call and then come back and take in Young Boyce. Sluggy, you're on deck.
Good evening. Right, you got some juice. Good evening. This is Beijing Rhythm, all right?
Manners.
What's going on? This is Embassy?
No. Parishland.
Parishland?
Yeah.
Wait. I ain't expecting you to take so long to call me.
Listen, last week I called you to talking all last week, so I ain't getting it. See, I said cheese on bread. I ain't getting it to my man at all. I want you to know that. Manners make if man and
yes.
woman.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Man. So how are you though? Before we go ahead, how are you?
So good. I know coming from work. I'm a little tired.
But you don't hear the show. You don't hear the show from the beginning.
I hear from the beginning. I was listening to the car coming up, man. I tell you wherever I go, it's got VOB, if I in the bath, I don't ask me these things.
I love that. Listen, so you hear the song shirt, you hear the song, the Christmas song shirt, you say that he wrote?
I hear everything about
so you knew that was Shirley Stewart.
Yes, and I called Shirley to tell him I love him for years. I've been following. I love.
Listen. Before you go ahead, only because Shirley's my special guest that you can give him some loving. But you know I'm very selfish with my love.
Sharing is caring.
I don't know that. You know, it changed, but it's still got a little rudeness in me, so I'm not sharing. But you can give Shirley.
Yes.
Shirley listening to you, so give you some more love, you know, let me hear.
All the love, Shirley. Take some fun plug in, put it on to you.
That we're talking about.
I need all the love I can get.
That we're talking about.
Nice to hear you.
Yes. I'm enjoying the show. I'm always locked on. I'm enjoying this evening.
And when you get a chance, go to YouTube and pull up Thank You Jesus by Shirley Stewart.
Listen, I don't listen to that radio show.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Mr. Minister. Get in there, Mr. Minister. Get in there, Pastor Stewart. Now we're talking about...
When music is concerned, I eat music, sleep music, I do everything with music. I love music. That's and good music. That's... Not only music, good music.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you all have a great evening, manners.
Yes, please, respect. Manners and respect. Thanks a lot, man. And enough love and VOB 92.9, be a rhythm,
all
right.
All the way.
Yes. Now, Tavon.
Yes, sir.
Before me, make sure you change my camera. We change this camera because they want everybody to see and hear. So now, before we speak to you, before I talk to you, ask you anything, because I know you announced school and all that, you know, people's getting funny and all that.
Up and on, by the way.
Always be proud to say.
Right, so and ladies and gentlemen,
always be proud to say.
Right,
keep the flame burning brightly ever.
Right,
up and on.
Yes, get ladies right. And gentlemen, that has been Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Right, so it's big up Carmere for real though, like for real. Cause Rihanna went there too, and everybody know that they love Rihanna, so big up Carmere. But before I talk to you, I want a sample. I want a sample of verse. And of course, before we say anything, I want people to hear these live, raw vocals. Before we speak anything at all, go on the spot. Blam.
Shattered, but I'm not broken. Wounded, here I stand. Heavy the load, the cross I bear. Lonely the road I tried, I dare. Shaken, but here I will stand. Weary, still I press on. Longer the nights, the tears I cry. Darker the days, no sun in the sky. Yet still I'll rise, never to
sing, boy.
Never to give in against all odds.
Sing, boy.
And still I'll rise high above the clouds. At times I feel low, yet still I rise.
We're talking about my funny spot.
In good hands.
Silly, no edits.
How old are you again, sir?
15.
Oh, well, now we're talking about, listen, well, man, well, listen, well, listen, well, listen, VLB 92.9, 434-1798. No, for me, no, he sounds sweet, man. Let me hear how Tevon song, man. Listen, Shirley, that is a young man on the spot.
Yeah.
On the spot, Shirley, you know, like, on the spot, no edits, no buttons, no music.
I'm glad to see
no
that.
Mixing, no mastering.
Listen, I'm glad to see how easily the baton has been passed. The boy's a boss, man. Got a beautiful natural.
Steely. Let me see, 10 for 10 now, 10 for 10. another one?
You have another one in store for us, sir?
If you want.
No?
By all means.
Wait, no?
No.
You ready?
Are you ready?
Wow. So, back and short, it's in the flow. You give me peace, man. Now we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Unscripted, but stay tuned.
Tevon Boyce, remember the name.
Right, Tevon Boyce, 15 years old. Come here.
I'm wiser now. I'm not the foolish boy you used to know so long ago. I'm stronger now. I've learned from my mistake which way to go. And I should know. I put myself aside to do it your way. But now I need to do it alone. And I am not afraid to try it on my own. And I don't care if I'm right or wrong. I'll live my life the way I feel, no matter what. I'm gonna keep it real, you know. It's time for me to do it on my own.
Nice, boy. You're the flute. You're the flute, boy. Listen, listen. You gifted, young man. So, Tevon, how long have you been doing this? 10 years?
I was 15, 4, about 11, I guess, yeah.
Well, you singing from small.
Yeah.
So who got you into it, mommy?
I don't know who to say, but I know how to talking from the time singing from the time I was talking.
well, that's good. So that means you can say, if you say that you're stopping the thing soon.
No, you're
looking to do this for the long haul.
Yeah. Carry all the way through.
Right. So you're thinking about being genre specific, like entering reggae, calypso, gospel.
Well, gospel, in a if, but maybe that's a definite yes.
Well, that sounds good.
That's a definite yes.
Better be, mommy sitting down behind you.
Mommy, that's true?
Well, he wanted to do gospel. You see, he don't like really calypso.
But I would like to try anything once I could get it
done. Well, that sounds good.
Any influences you have? Anybody?
Followers, like
no musicians? people before you, like Sir Shirley Stewart and Edwin, those sort of people
that you look at in the music world.
Well,
so artists you like to listen to?
I mean, be real, I don't really say like to listen to anybody, because music is music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I can't really say who I got as somebody as an influence, because I think that all of them is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one that has been that. One that I know personally is Mr. Stout. Mm. I don't know.
That's Richard.
Yeah, Mr.
Richard,
Stout.
Richard Stout, yes.
I don't know how, not for his competition or him. I don't know how I would have further developed this talent along with Mr. Eastman.
That's huge.
That's Randy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
That's,
yeah, that's for a young man to say a thing like that. You know what I mean? Like, because normally, you would say, like, Chris Brown, you know, the usual names from America. You say Sam Smith. You know, you mean Drake. You know, that'd be the normal answer for most most youngsters. But you see Richard, and I'm sure like a lot of your friends, because you know, like, our music is the most popular in the world. So I'm sure a lot of your friends, when you hear them at school playing the phone or playing music or listening to music all year,
always XXXTentacion, Juice WRLD,
right? Hear me, they play Vine,
all of them, and NBA YoungBoy, all of them.
Right. So without influence, you might come from like man, Richard is like influence to me and the competition, like,
because when I first came, he said I have a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Before it got deeper than how it is now, I had a very high range.
Mm-hmm.
And he said I had a very beautiful voice. And a lot of people was telling me, I killed my mother, that I ain't gonna drop nothing soon. And when she said so, I thought she'd have mean like it can drop 18.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it to drop so soon. And last year was a ride or die situation for me, because when it dropped, I cried. I became so emotional because I wasn't ready for the change. Because I think high voice, because I thought high voice was it, because everybody, every time you go on YouTube and you hear this song, it always got a little high range. Man, woman, boy, girl, whoever, it got a little high range.
Yeah.
Because nobody don't really appreciate the little bass, the little tenor, the
baritone,
But I know that this year start, and I had doubts that we'll enter in the competition this year, but now that I went Thursday, I miss any. Put for myself to stoke. He said they are good songs, and he really liked what I did to them. Because
what we came though before you go ahead, what you came in competition? If you went to already, right?
Yeah. In 2018, I placed second.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Congrats.
Yes, and I placed second to Jalissa Edwards, and
oh, nice.
Yes, and in NIFCA that same year, I got a bronze. Sorry. Mm-hmm. A silver and a gold for the two songs that I sung, Try It On My Own and Music and Me, along with the highest award in music for that category, which was the James Millington Award.
Mm.
Incentive.
Janice. Janice Millington Award.
James
Millington?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the most incentive for the most promising performance by an individual. And the Ernest P.F. Rutchard Award Scholarship.
Nice boy. Nice. So you're on your way, boy. You're on your way. That transitions for some meals. And I'm glad that you are wise enough to realize the transition. Because some people would be lucky to not experience it, to go through it. Your voice just changed and you don't realize, because you can still be able to do the same things whether your voice crack or not.
Yeah.
Some people be lucky. And then some people know like the transition is hit them one time. You know what I mean? So like me know, like it never lost my high voice. Although it's like this. Like so when it's singing, it's still singing real high or real low.
Please hear you.
Yeah, so it for me I went through it, but then it had a friend that used to sing in Richard Stoke. Thing talent that I witnessed one year, I mean, singing like Michael Day, next series singing like Barry White.
So like, that's what happened to me last year, 2019.
I watch it. You another youngster that you watch it happen. That you watch it happen too. But me you link it outside. So and they carry through exercises outside. Maybe at Parkinson School.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you carry through exercises, I really could get exercises to do. So it's just a matter of you not letting yourself be lazy, and you can continue to be great. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't affect you. But they had this fella named Jason Wirth that was in Teen Talent. He was exceptionally good, a very light tone. You know Jason Wirth, right? You might know he. So Jason used to sing real, like, Brand McKnight, soft and sweet. Then his voice got real deep. And he had to, like, relearn. He had to relearn how to do it and how to sing. But the time he was going through that process, like, that 4 or 5 month period, so you know the stage that had to be difficult for you mentally. So when you see you went through that just now, let you know how that had to be in your mind.
It was very emotional because at the beginning of the year, I had it set that I can come back with a fight. And the singing at Silly Rides, I had chosen that along with Never Enough. Mm. And the singing them very nice, but coming on to the end, middle of the year, coming on competition time, it started to change. But it wasn't drastic. It just started to, how your notes was getting difficult to hit. And then one Thursday, it hit me. I can't hit the notes no more. And then it just stopped. And I started to cry. And everybody telling me, don't cry. And I just could not stop crying. And from then till the my prelim, I was finding it very difficult to find songs to suit me. I'd go in and search the archives for old songs like Luther Vandross and all of them people.
People and bracing that too.
Yeah, all them people and Skylark and all them people. And I know I personally love the songs, but to me, I think my voice could do better than that.
Mm.
I think for this year though, I know my voice dropped, so I'm gonna look for no high song. I went a lot for people like Louis Capaldi.
Nice boy.
And Major.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another song by Ruben Stubborn, something like
Stutter.
That.
Stutter?
Yes, Ruben Stubborn. Flame Without Wings.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not actually his song, but. As it may seem, you've got to fight for every dream. Cause who's to know which one to let go would have made you complete. Yeah, it sounds like them.
Nice, that boy. I love for. Nice boy. Yeah, Luther is one to get lost in. People Bracing is a good one for you to check. You could check People Bracing. Then they got a Beijing voice around you, Lou Jake Skirton. You could check out Lou Jake Skirton is a Beijing singer, but you got a growl and raspiness and a tone with that body. But it is very, very, very good. We got this man, but he's singing got a lot of gospel now, and I know how popular gospel would be at Richard Stowe, you know, in competition it'd be war.
Who's the gentleman?
But you can check Shirley Stewart too.
Cause everybody in the competition think that you need a high song to win.
Nah, you just need the right song and to convey the message in the right, and in competition, especially in things like Richard Stowe, timings be everything. I mean, it's a timing. They mean like how you say this word and when you say this word, and how you look when you say this word.
And that was my major downfall when it comes to diction, because you know it changing, and you gotta try to get the song. You gotta find a different technique to get out the word, get out the song, get out the tone, all of that.
Correct. Then the only problem you had. I won't say the problem because you was young, but.
He was young.
Yeah, he is young still, but I mean musically, by age, yeah, but I mean musically, he ain't that young musically anymore. And like I said, because of what I did with him on a personal level outside, so you know, and with Randy, what you see in Randy can you three pieces? I mean, Randy, how you singing different types of scales, you know, with the seven flat and all that idea.
Yeah.
Right. So the main thing that the Irish singer, especially in Barbados, like the Irish singer can't sing a melodic minor for you. You can tell an Irish singer sing a melodic minor scale, then can't do it. Right. But then, but them is things that Randy was kind of true. So that whole, you know, you can be good, but it's just literally like connectivity. So you just gotta believe it. So don't you see the how your voice change?
Yeah.
That's how you sell my voice still sweet, because I can tell you a secret. Ladies love that. You know what I mean? Like when am
I gonna get it?
If you realize, I got a partner that would be doing the show, and then when somebody call them, hello, good evening. You know what I mean? Like, I will call the name on it. I will call the name. But if you realize, you know, like my partner be speaking, yes, like, and you have, you know, you have Shirley Stewart, and then if someone call them, hello, good evening. You know, I got a partner that do that. So the ladies love it. So you could. You know, see, he could embrace his voice.
Oh, you're getting me involved now?
I say embracing his voice.
Yes. Yeah, people love the high ranges because it shows that you have that high degree of talent. You can go that far. But what's like he's telling you is correct.
Yeah, and that connectivity is correct. You hear it, right? I'm glad you read this because you can't hide it. So one
quick question before.
Yes, go ahead, buddy.
Sluggy finishes with you. You said you had competed before 2018 and you came second.
Yes, please.
You did 2019?
Yes, and it did not place, and that was very hard.
So this year now, you said you're planning for this year.
Yes. Fight on.
You see yourself as the front runner since you had the experience from before?
I don't really want to see. I want to put myself as the front runner because if you really look at it, I got to beat whoever comes second this year. And that's Deanna. And Deanna is one of my major rivals from the time I enter Teen Talent. She, from juniors to now, me and she all the time. And I would just hard look out for she and do something different.
You'll give it your best shot.
Yeah.
Give it your best shot. Yes, Luggy.
yes, like you can do great though, and you know your voice is awesome. I'm sure the listeners outside having a few damn phone going crazy. People loving the voice, so you have a wonderful talent, and of course you can hear you much more. I'm calling. I keep saying on this show, Shirley. Like I keep saying, like, you know, most of the time, you know, people do interviews, so you like little the interview 200 people, but then like 200 people you can't remember for you because you just running through interviews. So like, my goal, my mission is to actually get people name printed in our brain, not just run through one body and then never hear them again for the rest of the year. And we all know if you're being real, like that's being real, everybody, don't kill me. You know if you're being real, that style on radio never ever works, especially in a small nation, you know what I mean? We have to drive it in them because we suffer from cultural imperialism, whether we like it or not, you know what I mean? I ain't mean to like go into my educated hat, but we suffer from culture imperialism, and there's not nothing bad really, it's just that we are a small nation. So, and being but you travel, sure, you will see that bigger nations, we got this whole conglomerate feel and vibe over we, like, not this big, colossal, you know what I mean? Like, then we see the dominant nation. So when we hear a song from outside, whether it good or not, it good. You know what I mean?
It's just gonna play it.
Right. Plus is gonna get played whether it's good or not. You know, right. Just the name and the brand name. So for me, I take for myself, man, if we create one brand to, you know, a barbarist is the brand name and our artist is the brand name. The good ones though, and I make an apology for that, and I sure CD can back me. The good ones, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that if you're not good, you don't deserve a chance. But if you're not good, I can help you get good. You know what I mean? You could call me 236-3534. You know, do everything. And if you don't want me help, you could go to other people. You know, if you want me to give voice training, performance training, you could go to other people. I don't mind. But you got to be good first. Because I push in with good. Because the rest of the world coming hard. And I believe. Sorry, I know that be better. You know what I mean? And to want to say one more piece before they go. This is, ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday at 6 p.m. to 7-ish, BH and Rhythm and Rhyme, if you're a boy, Mrs. Seeley as a producer, and Sluggy Dan. It's been great talking to Shirley. And Shirley, of course, we can't do a legend like you in just one sitting. I just let you know early. It'd be unjust, it'd be unfair, it'd be wrong, and I'd be fair to say I've covered Shirley Stewart in an hour. You know what I mean? No, like, so you know you have to come back again. You know what I mean? If you can't come next, you tell me when you could come again. But you have to come again and soon, because you know we can't cover you in an hour. And I think that our legends, sorry, I believe, and I know that our legends deserve much more than just, you know, a 5-minute spotlight. Thank you, that's what's about no coming up. So we're gonna speak to you again, but on behalf of everybody at Starcom and 92.9, I want to thank you for being so great over all these years and for never leaving out Barbados and keep bringing music. And I really appreciate you taking time out with a youngster like me. So from the bottom of my heart, my brother, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you.
Keep up the good work.
I will try. And Tavon.
Yes, sir.
Mommy, thank you very much for bringing him and for encouraging him. You know you're in the circle, no, we now got you drafting Mr. Eastman and I. So you know you can't get away, you know, that good energy, and really love and appreciate you. You're raising a good boy, especially in today's world in Barbados, a young black boy. You're raising a good boy, mommy, you know what I mean? From your heart. And Tavon,
yes sir,
you are going to be great, young man. And
thank you.
Before we go, as we go out, I want one more piece of verse in the chorus or anything. This is the end of BHA Rhythm and Rhyme. Of course I'm gonna have you again to take us out. Let the people, especially the ladies, hear that baritone.
This song dedicated to Mr. Stewart, because
all that we're talking about.
I was in here saying, I'm listening to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I tech and saying, I didn't know that all of this here was even true.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So it's on them Never Enough. So
yeah, that we're talking about. Go on.
I'm trying.
Ladies and gentlemen, BHA Rhythm and Rhyme. This is Tavon Boys. This is the end. We're going out. Take us out, Tavon.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting loud now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand, will you share this with me? Cause surely without you.
Now we're talking about.
All the stars of a shining spotlight, all the stars you steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. And towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it will never be enough. Never be enough for me. Never.
Sing what?
Never. Never for me. And for you. Never enough. Never enough. Never enough for me and for you. Never enough.
Now we're talking about
very good young man. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing more to say. That was Tavon Boyz, the great Shirley Stewart. We back. Mrs. Seeley, thank you very much for putting up with me. 92.9, no more words.
You're very welcome. Thanks again to Sluggy, Kevin Watson, and of course his guests, Shirley Stewart and young Tavon Boyz. Until next week, 6 o'clock for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.